Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
That's all I need to know about you.
Raven and I are broadcasting from home, so we can't take your calls right now, but what we can do is read your text messages. You can text us at 1-800-330-9999, and all you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I don't want to sound petty, but that's exactly what this is all about.
Here we go.
If you brag that your town or your zip code has the most amount of positive coronavirus people, that's all I need to know about you. When I look at the numbers and I look at how many are in my town, I get panicked. I can't breathe. I'm like, why are there so many here? Why, you know, we shouldn't be going places. We shouldn't be doing this. Why are all these people out? But I heard this woman bragging about it on social media, and she's like, we win. I go, what do you win? That's all I need to know about you. If that's how you qualify as more important than everybody else right now.
Well, I hope that she's just making jokes, right? The other thing, it goes both ways, right? There's a flip side to that coin. And there's a person that's bragging that their town has none right now at this point, or their county has none. And
to
we're
me,
seeing a lot of this.
Sense.
I saw. Well, on the one hand, yes. On the other hand, you know, I saw people operating as if life was normal on social media. And I get that there's a part of you that wants to do that. But there's also the part that everybody else is saying, you need to be smart now so you're not where we are in a week or two or whatever. So you can't hide from something like this. So I would suggest now's the time to be humble in all of it. Mm-hmm. and have some humility and hope that it all works out. If you were so inspired by news stories that despite the fact you've never sewed before in your life, you ordered a sewing machine through a delivery service so you can start making masks in the comfort of your home and picked out fabrics all morning long. That's all I need to know about you. My friend, he's got a big heart. He's got too much time on his hands right now, and he decided that he's going to learn how to sew. And he's going to be making masks. So I don't know what these masks are going to look like, people, but if they keep people safe, I think it's a great idea.
I do too. I think this is the time that if you've ever wanted to do anything random and you didn't have the time, you might as well. Why not? I mean, good for him.
Well, you know what? I figure he can get a lot of practice in on these masks. I always need somebody to hem some curtains or some pants. Always do.
About so, say, you know, jeans are always too long. If you can learn how to hem jeans and be able to keep that original bottom, I'm like, I'm in for that. All right, let's check the text line. If you ever want to text, it's 1-800-330-9999. If you're sitting at a red light with your hand on the horn and you honk immediately when the light turns green, that's all I need to know about you. Oh, this goes two ways. Is it immediately when the light turns green, or is it because they can see the blue screen glare of you staring down at your phone? That can go either way.
How many seconds do you actually give? Right. So if I think the person in front of me is 1,000 years old, then they get 3 or 4 seconds to recognize and the brain tell their hand and their foot and all that to take the action. But if you're paying attention, I mean, a full second sounds like nothing, but it feels like a lifetime sometimes. And if you're sitting there for 3-4 seconds because you're reading a text message, oh, that's it.
1-800-330-9999. You can text too. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. So this new survey found that 85% of us are now doing things to avoid getting sick, which, like, duh, we're stuck at home. 90% of the American people have been ordered to stay home. So that doesn't surprise me. What surprises me, Raven, is the 15% of people that aren't, because that stat is really strange. It's Anna and Raven. We've been broadcasting from home about a week now, and, you know, a lot of things have changed in our lives. But there's 6% of people, Raven, that until they were asked this poll, never even heard of the virus before.
It's all about the isolation that these people practice on a daily basis, right? So some of these people might be living off the grid. Some of these people might be the type that don't partake in social media or digital news or whatever it may be. Listen, there's a lot of cabins here in the United States. Maybe these people live in cabins. After World War II, there was people that were living on islands. They didn't even know that the war had ended. 10 years later, they would find these people. So, I mean, this could be like one of those Brazilian tribes that have been untouched by man for 2,000 years. Coronavirus, they never even heard of measles.
They're in a tribe in the Amazon, but we were able to find them for this survey. but they didn't never have heard of the coronavirus.
Have you ever been in certain areas of Appalachia down here in the United States? Like, I mean, listen, there's a lot of things that have missed those people. Penicillin, different groups of people to breed with. I mean, there's a lot of things that have gone over their head. That's all I'm saying.
I just don't understand. You were talking about cabins. Did you hear about that couple in Canada? They actually got in a lot of trouble because they fled their city home in Canada to go to the Yukon to live in a cabin. And when the small town people found out that they had fled, they found them and they kicked them out. So,
yeah.
I mean, but they had all heard of the coronavirus. They had figured it out in the Yukon. Yet here in America, there's 6% of people somewhere that still have never heard of this. It just seems so crazy to me.
Listen, it sounds wrong, but if you are fleeing to the North or the Midwest or something like that, you better get rid of those New York, New Jersey plates, Connecticut plates, any one of these plates right now, you're a target. All right. They're looking at you like you're coming from the hot zone.
It's so funny. I've always been so proud of being a Northeast girl and, this is where I live. This is where I'm from. And all of a sudden now people are like, oh, you're from there? And you're like, yeah.
It's like you're going to Mexico, man. Just say you're Canadian.
Nah, I still won't do that. Seems counterintuitive that you should be meeting new people while you're quarantined at home, but actually, it's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. It's Anna and Raven broadcasting from home and joining us via Skype. It's Courtney Davis. She's a stand-up comedian, and she's also a dating expert. Courtney, you're supposed to be finding the love of your life right now?
Yes. Now is the perfect time. Okay, I know if you're single, you might be at home, and you're like, oh, I hate seeing all these families and couples, but guess what? This is the time you should be capitalizing on. Now is the perfect time to join an app because people on the apps are actually the ones who are interested in finding love because you can't hook up. You're not going to be doing a fast hookup, unfortunately. Get on the apps and amp up your profiles. Now is the time to be making your profiles look great because guess what? Quarantine is going to end. It will end and you will find love. But do you guys watch Love is Blind?
I haven't yet, but it's on my must watch list.
Everybody's talking about it, right? On Netflix. Everybody's talking about that show.
It's the best thing. Basically, these couples are super connected because they're talking in pods where you can't see each other, but you can only speak. So they become super connected because there's nothing physical. So their connection behind the scenes is really strong. And I think that this is the time for basically your apartment or your house is the pod that these couples are quarantined in. And so you can have these super strong connections with people in your little pods. And by the time you meet, you're just in love with each other.
Okay? I saw a guy went on a first date the other day. Everybody was talking about he looked like he was in a snow globe. Anna, did you see that? There was a guy in a bubble that went out for a first date.
No, I think I skipped that one.
It looked like one of those things with snow flying in it that you plug in during the wintertime in front of your house. And snow it's like, you know, there's somebody in it. That's what it looked like.
First impression, strong. Shows you have a personality. I mean, now you really see the true character of people when we're in quarantine. I think during the challenging times is you see who they really are. So now's the perfect time. And Tinder, apps like that are offering this thing called the passport, which is you basically can date anyone for free all over the world. So, 90 Day Fiancé style.
but I could see the thought process behind that, right? Because you truly have to have some sort of deeper connection. There's this waiting period now where you've had all this time to decide, do I like them enough before you're even, dealing with the physical part of it, right? I mean, who knows how long it'll be before that first physical date is.
It's true. That's why I tell people to wait.
Courtney, I've been hearing about, you're supposed to be reconnecting with people from your past, checking in on how they're going. What do you think about reaching out to exes in a time like this?
Yeah, please don't do it. I mean, unless this ex was someone you just didn't give a fair chance to and they just happened to be a great person. But I think now is the worst time to be connecting with your exes because you're confused on the quarantine. You're like, I'm lonely. Maybe they were okay. It's better than being alone, but it's not. It's better to be alone than with someone who is bad for you.
Any last minute tips?
Yeah. Go on virtual happy hours, clean out your closet because you have extra time. Find a new hobby. Maybe start that book that you always wanted to write. And
She said write. I was thinking read. I'm like, write. That's a whole nother level.
Start writing a book and go on dates online because you don't even have to wear pants. You know?
Yes.
Easy and free.
I'm not wearing pants right now. You didn't even know. Courtney Davis, she's our dating expert, and she's a stand-up comedian in Manhattan. And if you want to check her out for yourself, you can follow her on Instagram at TheCourtneyDavis.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven.
March Sadness continues, and it's getting real because now it's the Elite Eight, and it's hard to decide. The voting is getting a lot closer, Raven.
Let's start with Ghost.
I love you, Molly. I've always loved you.
Ditto.
How do you put anything against Ghost? Ghost was, it defined an era. The Patrick Swayze of it, it was so emotional and strange, but like you never thought you could fall in love with a ghost, but you did.
Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze had great chemistry. Whoopi Goldberg was fantastic in that movie too.
Yep.
Really, really emotional. I was like, wait a minute. So there's going to be a time when Patrick Swayze as a ghost is feeling through Whoopi Goldberg and Demi Moore, and they're going to make out. Like, I remember what a controversy that was, but then they blew my mind with that Penny moving up the door thing. I cried a lot.
And the competitor, man, this is tough. Armageddon.
Grace, I know I promised you I was coming home.
I don't understand.
Looks like I'm going to have to break that promise.
That scene of her just crying when she doesn't understand what he's saying and he's saying goodbye to his daughter, Liv Tyler. Oh, my gosh. And then her dad makes the biggest song for the movie. Like, all of that. It's like a big family of sadness. It's a tough call.
Yeah, two dad menage a trois of heartbreak in that. It's very, very off-putting. Everybody got to drive their own space shuttle or space thing on it on the asteroid. They saved the world. They don't have to pay taxes ever again. It's got all the underlying themes for success. A great movie, no question about it. Somebody has to win, though.
Right. And it's been 24 hours of voting. Raven and I both rewatched these last night because we didn't know it was going back and forth so much on the voting. We didn't know if we had to make a tiebreaker, but we didn't have to. 53% of the votes went to Armageddon. Congratulations, Armageddon. Moving on to the final four.
Our next two competitors with the Elite Eight coming up next.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven.
I have no idea how you select between these two movies. We are doing March Sadness. It's Anna and Raven. We know you're home, and we figured let's crown the saddest of all time. This is the Elite Eight, so this is when it gets real. The first round, it was kind of easy to make a decision, but at this point, you really got to think about it.
Yeah, every single movie is one that you remember, one that is well-known, of course, and a lot of times they have different themes, right? So how do you weigh one type of love versus another? Let's start with The Notebook.
So what?
So it's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard. And we're going to have to work at this every day, but I want to do that because I want you. I want all of you forever. You and me every day.
I love you, Rachel McAdams. I love you now and forever. And even when you don't remember me in the home at the end of time, and then we will pass together in a sleepless night. Oh, it's so wonderful. I mean, it's wonderful.
The thing about The Notebook, I'll be honest, I've watched it half a movie. I can't get into it. I cannot get into The Notebook. I can't.
It parallels real life. I mean, that's the thing that is so heartbreaking about Notebook is so many of us, either in our families or somebody we know, has a story similar to this. And he never gives up. He never gives up, Anna Zapp. Just like Ryan Gosling in real life, he would never give up on anything.
He would never give up, but at least he got to live his life with her, right? But what happens when it's up against this movie, one of the biggest of all time, Titanic?
Come back. I'll never let go. I promise.
I'm never going to let go. So she let go. Yeah. She's let go.
She practically broke his hand letting go. She let go so fast.
She didn't get to grow old with him. How long did she even know him? A week? 5 days? Who knows how long they were on that boat? I don't remember, but I know that it wasn't very long. So I think that you have to go with Titanic over The Notebook, right? Or am I wrong?
Well, the true heartbreak in Titanic is nobody's going to get to sell that beautiful jewel. And Billy Zane. What happened to him? I have a child.
It comes down to you. You have 24 hours to make this decision. Mull it over. Rewatch the movies. Let us know on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just search Anna and Raven. Or you can text your vote to 1-800-330-9999. Who's moving on to the final four? The Notebook or Titanic?
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. And it's just me and Alicia because Raven had to leave the room because we're broadcasting from home and there's only 2 mics.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
Oh, I just got back from the grocery store.
What was it like?
It was awful.
It's so weird in the new world, right?
There's no paper products anywhere except for napkins. There was napkins at Walmart, but no toilet paper, no cleaning products. It's crazy.
You don't go out that often. So I have to go out every week because like my family just eats through everything. Like there's no choice that we have to. I've been used to it, but I could see how it's like a shock because it's been 12, 13 days since you went out?
13 days. It was 13 days. Yeah. Shopping for 2 weeks is crazy too. Like you can only get so much produce. So the second week you're eating crap because you don't have any fresh produce. You're eating all frozen veggies and freeze dried fruit. It's weird.
So Raven's been home now for an entire week. How's it been going?
It's been interesting, Anna. He's in the middle of the dining room and he's loud. I love when he tells you to stop yelling. I'll hear him go, "Don't yell, Anna." And then he's like yelling at you while he's saying it. I'm like, "Why are you yelling at her?"
Right. I don't understand why he's set up in the middle of your dining room. Like he's set up right in the middle of your house. I'm like in a corner in my family room where I can just close the door and then, you know, no one can bother me and I'm away from everyone. But why did he set up right in the middle of everything? He says he has an office at the house.
Yeah. Well, our downstairs, there's no doors except for the bathroom and the pantry. It's all open concept. So he can't close the door anywhere downstairs. So upstairs, he would be closed in an office and we would never see him. So I guess he just kind of wants to feel like he's home with us.
Has it been fun having him home or more annoying than anything?
Oh, God. I mean, I feel like he's listening to me somewhere.
Well, yeah. So that's the crazy part about this is usually Raven is part of the conversation. But now because we're broadcasting from home, it's just me and Alicia on mics talking to each other, which is kind of awesome and fun.
Right. Right. Yeah. Just talking junk about my husband. It's cool.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Paul left his socks on the couch the other night, and I thought that was going to be the end of our marriage after 15 years.
I heard about the socks. He hasn't left anything around that's abnormal. I mean, he always leaves stuff out and never puts it back where it's supposed to go. So, I mean, like the thing that drives me the craziest is the dish soap. So the little fancy pumpy thing next to the faucet doesn't work. So we actually have the bottle of dish soap out. And it's like tucked back nice and neat. And he pulls it out and never pushes it back. He just leaves it there on the edge of the counter. Like, why can't you just slide it back? What is the matter with you?
Yeah.
He's doing that. I guess it's more often now because he's home all day. So
what kind of grade do you want to give him?
God, I feel terrible. Like, I feel, he's going to get a B, Anna. I can't give him an A. I mean, he's still a man.
Right. I understand. It's like there's some moments where I look at my husband and Paul and I think like, okay, I'm so lucky. Like I have a good guy. We're in this together. And there's other times I look at him and I'm like, oh my God, we're never going to survive this. Like we're never going to make it.
Exactly. I feel the same way. Like I'm lucky. I'm lucky he's home. I'm lucky he's taking care of us. But at the same time, like I want to choke you sometimes. So
yep. I think it is what it is. Safe. I think he should take that B and he should be happy.
Yeah, he really should. I love that he can't have any input on this conversation right now. It's kind of nice.
It is conversating
with you, huh?
Yeah.
No, nobody's screaming at us.
Right. You know, the question is, do you book your flight or don't you? It's Anna and Raven. So there's all these stats coming out. And needless to say, airlines are in big, big trouble. There were about 280,000 flights last week, down over 500,000 from the same week last year. That's insane. They're looking at some decreases of like 96%. And these planes that are actually still going out are only have like 10% of people fill on it. It's nuts.
So we're on one of the flight paths to the local international airport here. And every time a plane goes over, though, a jet goes over, I have to tell you, we both say the same things to ourselves. My wife and I is, who is actually taking these flights right now? Now, I know that they're talking about shutting down some more of these domestic flights at this time, but you're talking about months in advance. So it becomes that vacation game of chicken now with your airline.
Right. It's Anna and Raven. We're broadcasting from home. So my husband, every time a plane goes overhead, he gets out his phone and he's like, what? I don't know what he asked, but I guess there's like something where you ask Siri, like, what plane is that? And it'll tell you. So he, you know, he comes back and he reports to me as if I care. Yes. But okay.
The very popular app. What plane is app? All right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it is. But he says to the plane, he's like, what flight is over me? And it tells him. So I guess it's a thing. But we have these vacations planned for Disney in December and for Jamaica in August. And, you know, we purposely waited till this year to do it so the baby would be older to take these two trips. Flights are now dirt cheap. That's not the problem. The problem is I'm afraid to book them, and I don't know if I should even bother. What happens if these places go out of business, these airlines? Is that even possible? I know they keep saying, no, there's all this relief coming, but I have so much apprehension about, do you book the flight? Do you not book the flight? I feel like I don't want to do anything. I don't even want to go to Nordstrom's online website and buy a pair of shoes, let alone buy a flight for 2-3 months away. What do you think?
With flights, I mean, you have a far more likelihood actually that the flights, while they could be changed, the airlines are still going to be in business. I would imagine all these major carriers are going to get the support they need. But I have to tell you, maybe not the resort when you get there. And I know that sounds absolutely nuts. So we have a potential deal with an all-inclusive vacation club that we go to. We went last year. We're supposed to go next year or whatever. And you're supposed to be able to lock in rates ahead of time. They do all these specials. Anyways, I know online people have been saying, you know, they're supposed to be going to the resorts right now on vacation. And obviously everything is shut down all over the place. They're calling and calling, and all they're getting is a recorded message, and nobody's calling them back. How long can regular businesses really be expected to sustain when there is no revenue coming in and rent's still due, leases still due, it still takes money to operate? So, you know, that becomes a danger. You might be able to catch your flight to Jamaica, but when you get there, you might have to become a native because you don't have a hotel to go to anymore.
I mean, does this sound that bad? Like, I live in Jamaica now. This is just what we do. We just hang out on the beach, and I guess we make necklaces. I have to learn how to braid hair. I'm all right with that.
There's a little bit more to life in Jamaica, I'm guessing. But yeah, I mean, if you're looking at it that way, would I rather be stuck here or there? Is it the worst of possibilities?
Three things you need to know this hour. It's Anna and Raven broadcasting from home. Number one, who doesn't love Dr. Fauci? I thought we were all on the same boat here that he's the best, right? No matter what political side you're on, you love when Dr. Anthony Fauci gets up there for the press conferences and you want to listen to what he says, right?
I heard that's not true. I heard dude's got mad security.
Yeah, so he didn't before, but now, like in the last few days, he's been getting all kinds of threats, like bad threats, and now he has to go everywhere with his own security detail. What is wrong with people? He's literally the most knowledgeable person in the country, and now we want to threaten him? Shouldn't he be the one that we're carrying on our shoulders?
There's always going to be people that you feel, you know, there's going to be conspiracists. There's going to be people that have different, you know, crazy theories that are out there. At the same time, if he is a very smart guy at the front of this, which he appears to be, he's also not a messiah. So, you know, I don't want to carry him anywhere, but I don't want anybody to threaten him either. Let's let the man do his work. Let all these people do their work. You know, some people, they need to put that anxiety somewhere, right? So that's what they're going to do. They're project. Many of these things, I'm sure, are empty threats, but, you know, a threat is a threat just the same.
He doesn't look very big to me, so I think I wouldn't have any problem carrying him on my own if you won't help me carry him.
No, I'm all set with that.
Number two, economists expected 4 to 6 million Americans to file for unemployment yesterday. Turns out 6.6 million U.S. workers filed for their first week of unemployment benefits for last week, according to the Department of Labor, and that's a new historic high. Bright side of this, though, Raven, people are saying that Once we start getting these stimulus checks, that hopefully that'll go down and there's going to be a lot of money being pumped into the small businesses too.
Yeah, I think that that's a really rosy way to think about it. It's scary to hear numbers like that. It's going to take time for those things to bounce back. I mean, small businesses will get loans, but will they be back to full capacity the first day back? No, I don't think that they will be, because I don't think consumerism will be there either for that. So it's going to take time. No matter what industry you're in, it's going to take time. Obviously, we've seen a couple industries during this time, they're excelling because they have items or manufacture or move items that are key to this type of situation. Mm-hmm. But everything's going to be different for a little while.
I'm going to say those companies are Charmin, Lysol, and
they're loving it.
Probably any hair dye company, because I know my girlfriends are going crazy looking for that. And the third thing you should know this morning is that the Malaysia government has told their women to stop nagging their husbands amid the coronavirus lockdown. Like, come on. You don't think that's ridiculous? I am not for nagging, period. But this isn't a very easy time. And the fact that the government has to tell women to stop nagging their husbands, maybe their husbands got to stop nagging the women. Did anybody ever think of that? Maybe they're tired of making lunch. Maybe they're tired of their socks on the couch. Maybe they're tired of cleaning up the toilet.
Well, hopefully they're all healthy, but we know that there is nothing worse than man sick.
Can't beat Raven.
Beat Raven in pop culture trivia and win. It's Can't Beat Raven, the broadcasting from home division. You can sign up to play. Send me an email, anna@annaandraven.com. That's exactly what Amy did. Amy, you have beat Raven in the past, correct?
That's right.
I'd like to see you do it again. Can you please ask him to take off his headphones and walk out of his living room?
Raven, please take off your headphones and walk out of the room.
Good luck.
I think you might have a good chance to beat him again with these questions. All right, Amy, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If you can beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. But if you tie him, the win goes to him. You ready to go?
Yes.
Number one, Wayne Brady is self-isolating with his ex-wife and her new boyfriend. What game show does he currently host?
Let's Make a Deal.
Number two, John Stamos is using the iconic Full House couch, he still has it from the show, as a baby safety gate. What city did the Tanners live in?
San Francisco.
Number three, Kristen Bell is offering fans a chance to win a virtual game night to raise money for COVID-19 relief. What Disney princess does she voice?
Elsa.
Number four, Justin Bieber has postponed all 2020 tour dates. Who is his wife?
Hailey Baldwin Bieber.
And number five, alcohol sales have risen 55% in America during the lockdown. What cocktail did Carrie Bradshaw make famous in Sex and the City?
A martini?
All right, let me bring Raven back. Now I have to wait for him to turn around. Yeah, come back. Now I just wave like crazy into the camera. All right, perfect.
All right, how'd you do?
Amy got 3 out of 5.
Three out of five is pretty good. Let's see how I do.
All right, number one, Wayne Brady is self-isolating with his ex-wife and her new boyfriend. What game show does he currently host?
Oh, Wayne Brady, huh? He's Let's Make a Deal.
Yep, that's it.
I mean, I'm watching it all the time now. I'm home, so I'm seeing that every day now.
Number two, John Stamos is using the iconic Full House couch as a baby safety gate. What city do the Tanners live in?
San Francisco, isn't it?
Number three, yes. Kristen Bell is offering fans a chance to win a virtual game night to raise money for COVID-19 relief. What Disney princess does she voice?
She's Frozen. Is she Anna?
She's Anna, yes.
Woo! I just got lucky.
You're tied at three.
I mean, I've never seen that movie, so I just got
me
lucky.
Me neither.
Yeah. Amy went Kristen the other well. Amy went with Elsa. So yeah.
One or the other. You know what? It was a flip of the coin. When Anna left my mouth, I thought it was Elsa. So, you know, we're even on that one, I guess.
Number four, Justin Bieber has postponed all 2020 tour dates. Who is his wife?
Hailey Baldwin, of course.
Yep. And number five, alcohol sales have risen 55% in America during the lockdown. What cocktail did Carrie Bradshaw make famous during Sex and the City?
It's Cosmo, doesn't she?
Yeah, the Cosmo.
Yeah, I don't watch Sex in the City, but my wife loves that slot machine. It's her favorite slot machine, so I'm familiar.
Right. I'm just familiar with Cosmos, so there's that. I'm sorry, Amy. Raven beat you 5-3 this morning, but you are going to get your own Anna and Raven t-shirt. Thank you so much for playing.
Thanks so much. It's Amy, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time.
All right. If you want to challenge Raven in pop culture trivia, we can schedule you to send me an email, anna@annaandraven.com. Three things you need to know this hour. It's Anna and Raven broadcasting from home. Number one, 90% of Americans have been ordered to stay at home, and that now includes Florida because Florida has been resisting. Explain to me why Florida was resisting this. I just don't understand.
Well, sadly, it's all economics, right? It's all spring break and that influx of cash that came in during that time. And they wanted to be defiant. You know, there's plenty of people out there who thought maybe this would be seasonal, in which case, if that was the case down in Florida with the already hot weather, they didn't think maybe that would affect it as much. Most of them were actually just people who were like, spring break, we need those dollars. This is a problem somewhere else now. It's not really a real thing. You know, there was a time when plenty of people in our neighborhoods thought it wasn't a real thing, right? So
including
it's
me.
All about, well, I mean, I wasn't going to say it, but it's the evolution of something that is this large, right? So were they defiant? Yes. Were they naive? Yes. Can we cut them off and ship them off into the rest of the Atlantic Ocean and act like they're not Americans anymore? No. And we've tried to do that before with Florida. So this is right. Just the latest most Florida thing that Florida could do.
Exactly. One of my good girlfriends who had moved down there, Rita, she's been out of her mind about this. And sadly, she lost her aunt in the Bronx yesterday to COVID. But, you know, she could not wait for Florida to go on lockdown. And I know she was very happy when they made the announcement this week. Number two, U.S. intelligence says that China has concealed the extent of its COVID-19 outbreak. I read about 17 articles about this because I just didn't understand why China would hide it. And I know that it's like a different culture, it's a different country, it's very different from the way we think about things, but why would they hide the amount of people that passed away and the amount of people that were infected from the rest of the world?
Well, sadly, again, a lot of this plays to economics here, and it portrays to propaganda and global positioning, and that's the part that's disappointing, right? You feel like if the information had been forthcoming, we could have done more about it and gotten out in front of it, because they seem to be kind of on the backside. You know, on the other hand, in reality, they just locked down China again to incoming flights and outgoing flights. So I don't know how much more of a difference it would have made, but we'll never know because we're finding out now.
And right now we have these stay in place orders until April 30th, the end of the month. And, you know, we're counting down those days. Sure. But this is what Mike Pence had to say about it.
We really do believe that by Memorial Day weekend or by early summer, we can be through the hardest part of this.
When he said Memorial Day and that rolled off his tongue, I'm like, wait a minute. Memorial Day is not April 30th.
No, it's near the end of May.
Right. Yeah. I was like, that's a lot longer. But, you know, yeah. I don't think he was talking so much about the social distancing and the stay at home orders more as being out of the dark, but maybe not.
Well, let's hope. I mean, think about Memorial Day, the run up to that. It's historically a time of get togethers here in the States and barbecues and hanging out with people and reflecting on what has been given for this country to be the country that it is. And if it's not very recognizable on those days, it'll be tough. But again, we'll be thinking of the people that are once again putting our freedom and health first with that. So let's just hope for good results soon.
Just get me to the 4th of July. That's all I want.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 daily double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.